Good morning. My guest this morning is local playwright David Templeton. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Well, once again, we are talking about Wretch Like Me.
It's the all the time.
The show that never dies.
And that's the whole plan. We're trying to keep it alive and take it to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival next year.
What an adventure.
It's exciting. And this new version, this 2.0 version, is so much fun to do. I always like doing the original version that people saw 4 years ago. But this version is so much more theatrical. I have a lot to do. There's a lot of kind of more pantomime puppet stuff, a lot of pantomime in general, more singing. I do a lot more Amazing Grace stuff than we did originally.
Yeah.
And it just clicks along, and it's so much fun.
Well, we should mention to people that currently on Wacko BB, the WACCO bulletin board online, there's a couple of appraisals of the show that are quite favorable. People should look that up.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. A lot of people come to this because they know they've had a similar experience. This is the story of my teenage days as a born-again Christian.
And
the crazy things that we all did back in the 70s when we believed that we had the one truth. And the thing is, I think that even if you don't have that kind of experience, even if you have no religious experience at all, you're going to find some way to identify with this because we all find something to get obsessed about. And it can be anything. And we jump in with these people and we accept what they tell us because we really need to. And the process of extricating ourselves from these systems can be very difficult.
Exactly.
And funny in a way. I had somebody come up to me after one recent performance of this, and they said something really fascinating. They said, you know, I don't think you know how sad a story this really is. And you have all these jokes and it's really, really funny, but maybe it would be truer to the sadness of the story of what you were going through as a young man if you just took out all the jokes and just let it be sad.
Oh, true sad.
Yeah, and I thought, well, the point that I can look back on this and make jokes about it is really what the story is about. You can survive difficult things.
Right.
You can be told horrible things about yourself and eventually find a way out of that. So this is a survival story, but it's a really upbeat survival story.
Well, I don't think you can conceive of Christianity, consider its widespread, multi-layered identity in the world. There is good there.
Well, absolutely there's good there. And there's good in all faith systems for the most part.
Right.
But then there are some negative things too when they become didactic.
Right.
And that's the point. I have two characters that each were leaders that I listened to. One is kind of sweet and spaced out and the other one is very hardcore, Reverend Dude. And you see me going in between those two and I get some good and some bad out of each of them. And it's really an interesting story psychologically to see kind of the social structure of these systems. And it's funny.
Well, my own experience was as a 12 years in parochial schools. I'm glad I went to those schools. But when it was time to go, it was time to go. I was able to leave and put it all behind me and be very happy I had gotten out of it. As well as idea.
Well, and this gave me an incredible story to tell. So
yes.
No matter what else I went through, I've got Wretch Like Me now because of it. So I'm grateful for those people and those times.
So in addition to your next performance is coming up at the Occidental Center for the Arts.
I'm really excited to take it out to Occidental.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a nice location.
Yeah, and it's not as long a drive as people think it is. So head out there this weekend and come see Wretch Like Me.
Just get on Grayton Road and drive until you can't drive anymore, and you're there.
And have lunch at the Union Hotel.
Yeah.
Or Negri's, if you're one of the Negri's people.
Well, let's tell people, just so they know for sure, that this is David Templeton's Wretch Like Me, and there are two performances coming up in Occidental on Saturday, September 28th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, September 29th at 4 p.m., a sort of a late matinee.
Yes.
And for information, the best way to get it is online at OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Good luck, David.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.